This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, and police, the hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also go to the chat room and converse with us over there. Three words, the Captain's Group. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also at Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, either the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Well, first we're going to go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Morning.
We have a caller that has something to tell you and me and the audience, and we're going to go right to the caller. Good morning, caller. What was your name again? And you were calling from Tampa, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm a retired DOD captain. I live in Tampa, Florida.
Okay. Tell us what you told me.
Well, during my 20 years, I spent 10 years in Michigan, 8 years in Grand Rapids, 2 years in Lansing,
mm-hmm.
and then moved back to Florida in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I re-registered to vote in my local districts and filled out the normal paperwork, change of address, all that kind of, you know, the standard paperwork you fill out.
Right.
I voted in person here in Florida, but I did early voting. But then I received in the mail, unsolicited, 2 mail-in ballots, one from the district in Grand Rapids and one from the district in Lansing. I laughed it off and run them through the shredder and threw them away. But I don't know how many people don't have the, I guess, what would you call the ethics to do that.
Correct. And that's what they were probably hoping on in Michigan. All right. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate the call and keep on listening. Okay, Denise, I'm not shocked to hear that, but the one thing he probably should have done a little different was to have let the Trump campaign know and send him those ballots.
He can still issue a statement, and if I were he, I would do that. And then have it, you know, sign it in front of a notary, and you can go to your respective bank where you have a bank account, and the notary,
right.
Every branch generally has a notary, and then they'll witness your signature. And then I would keep a copy, but I would send it to the Florida Secretary of State, and I would send it to the Michigan Secretary of State. So it can necessarily go on record, but this is part and parcel why these states have some have been sued and some have not complied that they are to clean up their voter rolls,
yeah.
And they don't do it.
Right.
Or they clean up the voter rolls, but then they still have a database of people that have moved, and they keep that kind of over to the side in case they may need it for massive mail-in ballot requests.
Like this one.
Exactly.
Huh. Well, and if anybody's listening to us around the country and that happened to you, that's some really good advice. Get a hold of the Trump campaign and let them know and fill out a statement and have it notarized and then send it to them. It's not that difficult. DonaldJTrump.com, and there's a little link on there that you can click on to do the reporting, if you will. All right. Well, let me go to Georgia, which is your favorite state because you got a boy that lives up there, right?
I do.
Now, in the fifth letter sent to the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, by President Donald Trump's campaign counselor, Ray S. Smith, the lawyer urged an audit before it's too late. He said it's not possible for you to accurately certify the results in a presidential race until and unless there's a thorough audit of the signatures, which we now have requested four times in writing prior to this request. Why is the Secretary of State not answering the request?
I guess you'd have to ask Raffensperger, but I would be asking that very same question of pretty much every single Secretary of State out there across the United States.
Right.
Georgia, of course, is a big deal, and it's a big deal because of what happened, and it's a big deal because of what is happening now, but it's going to be a bigger deal because of the runoff race in January.
Yep.
But understand that what Sidney Powell is doing and Rudy Giuliani are doing is that they've almost become their own Robert Mueller team. And they're running a kind of a skeleton crew, if you will, but they're running a kind of a nationwide investigation here. Where they're outside of government, so they don't have a lot of the levers that if you're inside the government, those people have. Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellison, you know, their team is actually expanding because there's so much that they're uncovering. It's got an awful lot of lanes to it. It's got state law. Respect the state law. It's got databases. It's got activist groups, all these kinds of things. So they need the help.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll come right back. And by the way, we do have our friend from Florida who's also an attorney working with the Republican Party around the country who just went to Georgia after being in Wisconsin. So I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is a wellness products company. They have vitamins and all sorts of nutritional foods there and whatnot. You can go to their website, balanceofnature.com. You can use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save 35% on your order, whatever it happens to be. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So if you want to start feeling better, go to the website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Neera Tandon, what do you think about that?
This woman, she's
nasty.
She's as bad as any player that was there during the Obama administration. She's now head of the Center for American Progress. So if that... you need some kind of reference, there's your reference.
Yeah, she's just and, nasty. I don't know what there is, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think that you need to understand the Center for American Progress is, you know, one of your more progressive, almost socialist, communist type operation, and they work hard to, you know, put all these Democrats into these spots. So the Biden orbit felt like that they needed to reward these people, and she's got to have some kind of a position, so they decided to stick her over at OMB. I have a feeling that at some point before she goes up for Senate confirmation, she's going to end up withdrawing her name, because there's some people that are going after her pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
And even some Democrats are, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that That there are several of these names that Biden has put up there. I guarantee you Biden's not the one that's doing this. He's got a team that's putting these people in there, not Biden. He doesn't know these people from Adam's house cat. There's going to be some that are going to withdraw their names.
Yesterday we had the ISIS task force director who resigned in the continued purge at the Pentagon. Now, was this a military guy?
I have no idea.
I don't either, because there's no name mentioned here. It's just a headline that popped up, and there's no story to it. There must be updating the story over at Newsmax. ISIS task force director resigns in continued Pentagon purge. So you got me.
Okay.
Now, the U.S. also has imposed Venezuela-related sanctions targeting a Chinese firm. Do we know what Chinese firm that is?
I go over to the sanctions list. You probably would find that out, but I haven't looked at it.
Okay, because that apparently just happened. And then there was a federal ruling yesterday that the detained immigrants in the custody of ICE must see a judge within 10 days, which goes against the current policy.
Yeah, I mean, it just isn't going to happen. You don't have enough judges, so it's not even feasible. So I don't care what the judge says. It'll get heard in another court. Your task force guy is Christopher Mayer, and I think because of the impending administration changes, that there are some people that are just kind of going. And I think that, you know, that kind of follows Esper and Kraut.
And Atlas resigned yesterday off the COVID team. I guess he goes tomorrow or next week or something.
Well, he was really kind of a short-termer. I mean, the commission is kind of a short-term gig anyway. But, you know, I'm not... We're at the point where we have these vaccines. There are some that have already hit Chicago, because Chicago then is flying them, I think, one set to Europe. But the others are en route, or about to be en route. There's a big, big, huge meeting today. I don't know if it's the CDC or the FDA. I think it's the FDA. To make a final distribution priority list on who gets the vaccines first.
Uh-huh.
So once the vaccines are, in fact, delivered to respective locations, that these are how they're to be distributed and administered. So that happens today.
Well, the next one to be approved looks like it's going to be Moderna.
Well, they've already asked for that, but what I'm saying is the meeting today is what the priority is. Is it going to be senior citizens and then facilities, first responders for the most vulnerable being senior citizens? You know, is it first responders within hospitals? Is it teacher? You know what I'm saying? They're going through how this will necessarily work, because there's a limited number of vaccines that are going into these destinations. So if there's... If Tulsa, Oklahoma is a destination and they get, you know, 1,000, this is where the 1,000 is supposed to go.
Well, the New York EMS yesterday said that they weren't going to require their people to have to take the vaccine. I think that was a union thing, a decision there made by their union. For some reason, I don't think go ahead.
Vaccine is not mandatory.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I know the firefighters are going to be taking it.
Well, that's up to them, but
yep.
The vaccine is not mandatory. You can't force somebody to take a vaccine.
Yeah, and it's not mandatory there either, but their union is suggesting that they do it, the IAFF, and the EMS, I think, was a little different, I believe, is what I was told, but anyway, it is what it is. Some people were trying to make a big deal out of it, but it wasn't. Okay, here's one for you. Yesterday, an L.A. commissioner voted on banning outdoor dining, and an hour later, guess where she was?
Outdoor dining.
That's right. Oh, boy, what a tangled web we live in. And this Governor Newsom out there, what a character. What a character.
Yep.
So what are we going to do?
There's a lot of this that's being challenged. I mean, these executive orders, are the executive orders law? Well, no. But the fact that the state legislatures, and even in the case of the President of the United States, because of Congress, gives these people in power, the governors and or mayors and or the President of the United States, power to have an executive order with an edict under those that are within their realm of responsibility, then it is kind of law. But doesn't mean that they cannot be challenged. And some of them are, in fact, in California, in Illinois, New Jersey, New York, they are, in fact, being challenged legally. I mean, we've already seen where you've got, you know, a church that did get heard by the Supreme Court on a 5-4 decision. It was favorable. But the question is, why isn't it 9-0? So you've got 4 Supreme Court justices that don't care about your rights.
Now, there's the Supreme Court is currently hearing the Trump bid to bar illegals from the census, and the conservative justice yesterday seemed to signal that they were reluctant to immediately block the Trump immigrant census.
Well, it's a two-pronged thing to understand here when it comes to illegals in the census, okay? They were counted, but the census does a couple of things when it comes to numbers. When the federal government gives monies back into the states under block grants or whatever grant programs there may be, they're there for certain reasons. And, you know, it's to the point where if an illegal, you know, they may have to certainly give monies into that district for police or education, or, you know, hospitals and road and transportation. But that doesn't mean that they do, in fact, have other citizen rights. And so there's a distinct difference, and that will be argued before the Supreme Court.
Okay. Where do you think that might go?
Well, I think there's precedence on this one. So I think it may be favorable to you know, the Trump administration, personally.
Okay, and what are you writing about today?
Oh, gosh, I wrote so much yesterday. I don't know, kind of see where things take me.
Okay, we'll just send everybody over to founderscode.com, founderscode.com, to check out what you wrote. So there you go, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sure.
Okay, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, sign up for her daily sit reps, and you'll get the articles that she writes as she writes them. So there you go. You'll be one up on all your neighbors and know what she knows when she knows it.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Two more states certified their election results Monday, both being wins for former Vice President Joe Biden. Arizona and Wisconsin certified their results, while President Trump's legal team held a hearing on election integrity in Arizona, where the president's lawyers urged several state lawmakers in attendance to investigate alleged voting fraud in their state. President Trump, phoning into the hearing, said he and his team would not stop fighting for the election and promised more legal actions in other states.
Well, I will tell you, we are going to fight. We're taking it up all the way. We have additional cases being filed. probably tomorrow in Wisconsin and in Georgia, and they're good cases. They're very strong cases by great lawyers and with great facts. And Arizona will not forget what Ducey just did. We're not going to forget the people of Arizona.
This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news report here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. If you're in a dead-end, go-nowhere job and you're looking for something new to do and want to be trained to make a lot of money as soon as you finish the course, check out the National Aviation Academy at naa.edu. I'll tell you where the campuses are until they tell you about themselves.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one up in Massachusetts, right outside Boston. Okay, so there's one right there, just outside the city limits of Boston. Then they have another one down here on the other side of Tampa Bay from where I'm at. I'm in Tampa, they're in Clearwater. So keep that in mind when you start to take a look. And you can always look at them on their website at naa.edu, that's naa.edu. But I would strongly recommend that you give them a call and take a tour of one of their two campuses, either the one in Massachusetts or the one down here in Florida. Now, the number to call to schedule the tour is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And when you do that, tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get yourself the white gloves treatment for sure. So there you go. Now,
Joe Biden is considering now a retired four-star general, Lloyd Austin, ring a bell here in the CENTCOM area, Lloyd Austin, as his nominee for defense secretary, adding him to the shortlist that includes Jay Johnson, Tammy Duckworth, and Michelle Flournoy. Now, two sources with direct knowledge are saying that the general is on the fast track to get it if he wants it. We'll see. And the Pentagon's acting defense secretary has made a rare visit to Somalia, a conflict-plagued nation in the Horn of Africa where American forces have been assisting in the fight against the Al-Qaeda affiliate there, Al-Shabaab, and reportedly we're going to be pulling a number of our forces out of there. We'll see how that works out. Now, let's not forget, Iran has threatened not only Israel, but also the United States, calling for definitive punishment of those behind the killing of a scientist linked to Tehran's disbanded military nuclear program. Now, the spiritual leader in Iran called for the attack on a major Israeli city, probably by missiles. Whether or not that will happen or not, don't know. Could it happen? Sure. Everybody's expecting it, so we'll see what happens there. And in Afghanistan, the United States has closed at least 10 bases across Afghanistan since the signing of the deal with the Taliban back in February, according to Afghan and U.S. officials. Now, part of a drawdown process was so murky that many say that they're uncertain as to what's to come despite a fast approaching deadline. And, of course, over the weekend, we had a number of suicide bombings that were carried out, killing a number of people and injuring a number more. Very significant. One of the worst weekends of violence in Afghanistan in a long time. So, again, we'll see where all of that goes. Now, in overseas operations, the Israeli Defense Forces have been preparing in recent weeks. They've been instructed to prepare for the possibility that the U.S. may conduct a military strike against Iran before President Trump leaves office. Now, that's being reported by Axios. We told you about it before, and yesterday it came out again. I think if anybody's going to strike Iran, it's going to be Israel. Because if Israel gets struck by Iran, you watch and see what happens. They'll lay down the force of God on top of them. I'm talking about Iran. And for the troops overseas, many of them are coming home for Thanksgiving despite the COVID-19 that does not stop Thanksgiving for troops overseas. They are still celebrating Thanksgiving, not only over there, but also being able to come home, spend some time with their families. And Russia's foreign minister said in a statement that it had lodged an official protest with the United States over a naval incident in the Sea of Japan. I told you about that yesterday. I forgot to mention it with Denise Simon because I didn't have this news clip up in front of me. They said it was provocation designed to disturb the peace when they had an incident destroyer versus destroyer came very close to ramming each other in the Sea of Japan. We'll see. We'll see where that goes, if anywhere. I don't think it will. And U.S. military bases in Japan have reported 11 new coronavirus cases since late Wednesday as politicians in Japan and South Korea sought the public's health, stifling a record-breaking fall viral surge over there in Korea and Japan. And we'll see how that works out. By the way, three top Democrats on the House Armed Services Committee are taking the Air Force to task over a decision to base the new C-130Js in Georgia, a move they contend could influence the state's upcoming Senate runoff races. Well, big freaking deal. Georgia's got a number of air bases there, and if that's where the Air Force wants to put them, then so be it. So be it. Politics. They're always trying to enter politics into the mix. Well, it's because of the politics. No, it's not. And a bipartisan group of some 233 members of Congress is urging the National Personnel Records Center in St. Louis to start processing military records requests after a near-complete pause in operations due to the pandemic. Now, if you remember right, years ago, you guys who got out of Vietnam, St. Louis is where they had the fire, and it destroyed a bunch of records. And if they had microfilm, if they hadn't had the microfilm, a lot of you wouldn't have had records, and some of you, it took a long time to get the records. By the way, Joe Biden's looming decision on who should run the Pentagon. We don't know where that's going to go yet. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to sit back and watch and see, because I think General Austin would be a great defense secretary. I don't think he'd be a General Mattis. I think he would just be the best of the best. I am aware of what he did when he was at CENTCOM, and he was very good. By the way, the general overseeing the effort to bring the power of artificial intelligence to the U.S. military said that one of the effort's major hurdles will be to convince battlefield commanders that artificial intelligence isn't a new way to store information on a computer. It's something totally different. Oh, we have a revised schedule now on the plans for Wreaths Across America at the Arlington National Cemetery. The Arlington National Cemetery will close to the public from December 13th through 19th to allow the Christmas wreaths to be placed at 267,000 graves at Arlington National Cemetery from Wreaths Across America. So 6 days of getting the wreaths out there on all the graves at Arlington National Cemetery from Wreaths Across America. They're also doing a lot of that in the local cemeteries, Florida, Georgia, military cemeteries. I know a lot of people listening to the show have gotten involved in volunteering and getting the wreaths out there, and that's good. That's very good. Now, Germany's top administrative court has ruled the country's government can't be forced to ensure that U.S. drone strikes controlled via an American military base on German territory are in line with international law. Germany can't touch them. And that's what their court, highest court, said. Which you would have thought that would have happened that way anyway. And finally, rivalry between China and the United States in space exploration has reached new heights, but the U.S. general saying China was a threat that could block American access into space. Well, okay. I don't know how they're going to block it, but I guess we'll find out, huh? All righty, we're coming up with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and let me tell you something. I've taken Balance of Nature before, and I started taking it about, three or four months ago. I previously had really good luck with the product, and this time I noticed that a little something different has happened, because when I went to my doctor, my blood pressure had actually lowered. It had dropped to its lowest point in about 6 months, and I've lost some weight here lately, about 15 pounds, and the doctor asked me, he says, well, are you doing something different? What are you doing? And I said, well, all I've done is taken this product, Balance of Nature, and I opened up my little satchel that I have with me, my little case, and I showed him the capsules, the fruits and veggie capsules, and he says, wow. He says, if that's working, keep it up. You can never have too many vegetables or too many fruits. So to do what I did, go to balanceofnature.com, mention the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, save 35% on your order. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to talk to a health coach who can answer all of your questions. Again, that number is 800-246-8751. Mention the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, save 35% on your order. That's balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And right now we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Got a little chilly up here your way, didn't it, now?
Oh, I would say, it was just brutal wind and rainstorms yesterday, that's for sure. It was a pretty ugly day yesterday, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay, because those winds went up the East Coast, and they're up in Maine right now and pounding the hell out of the folks up there. But, you know, we got cold weather down here this morning right here in Florida. So, you know, welcome to the club, right?
Yeah. Winter's here, I guess. Well, it's almost here officially, but looks like it's on its way.
All right. So,
HHS Secretary Azar said two COVID vaccines will be available to Americans within a couple of weeks. We already know about the Pfizer. Now we know about the Moderna. We understand there's another one coming with Johnson & Johnson and another one after that. So things are moving right along, aren't they?
Hopefully. The logistics are getting put together, and in regards to the Pfizer vaccine, the logistics a little bit more difficult with that based upon the temperature that the vaccine needs to be held at, which is negative 70 degrees. But, the sooner the better to get this out. I'm not exactly sure. I would assume that they're probably going to get the vaccine to a lot of first responders, people working in hospitals, and obviously people that are at risk. I think that would probably go first because the numbers for kids are just, it's so minimal. It really is that they're going to be last when it comes to this. So definitely handle that first, and that I think will be beneficial. I don't know how many we're going to be able to get done by the end of the year, but hopefully it'll bring some confidence back and maybe get some of these politicians to cut it out with all the ridiculous lockdowns.
Now, let me ask you a question. Bank of America is a pretty good-sized bank, right?
Oh, yeah, to say the least.
Why do you suppose they will not finance oil and gas exploration in the Arctic?
It's just PR. That's the way it looks for them. They have various different people banging down their door saying, and their groups that will they try to cancel you based upon the way that you handle your investments. I don't think it's going to be difficult to get financing for any sort of decent project that takes place up there. But again, there's a lot up in the air right now. I mean, you could agree to all of these oil and gas leases and want to, do a various different deal here. But if you get an administration that comes in and you're seeing these mandates on electric vehicles, which is going to, change the dynamic to some degree, if that's, that's the case. Already in Europe, they're saying they've already laid down certain dates where they have to be all electric. Now, granted, you're going to still need oil to fuel power plants and other things, and oil is also used in plastics and there's a myriad of other stuff. But the question remains how much you're going to actually need.
Yeah. Now, Black Friday, I'm not sure, was all that great of a day. We were being told 12.7, million, or was it $1 billion worth of sales?
I don't know what the exact numbers are. Definitely not million. Definitely be in the billions. But it's how people go about spending money nowadays. Is it going to be more online? I think everybody kind of expected it to be somewhat muted at the various different shopping centers. But I also think that people probably spreading out their shopping as well.
Yeah, and we were pretty much told that Cyber Monday was going to be historic.
Oh, definitely they were expecting some phenomenal numbers when it came with that. So, a lot of things still being bought online. I think people will continue to get out and about slowly but surely.
Now, we do know that Black Friday gun checks dropped down 8% in terms of criminal background checks through the FBI, but it was still the fourth highest Black Friday ever for guns.
I was going to say slow and steady, but it's been fast and steady the entire time. That business has been booming, and I think that's going to continue through to, what happens on January 20th.
Let me ask you a question. These states with unemployment, with the shutdowns that are looming out there in California and various places, even your state there, New York, the unemployment rolls are going to go up, no doubt. These states don't have the unemployment funds, so they're all asking for extra money from the federal government.
Why not have your hand out? Many of these states, from the get-go that they wanted bailouts based upon this. And, it was interesting that Steve Mnuchin moved some of that money around. It was over $500 billion that hasn't been spent in COVID money. And he wants to lock that up so that money doesn't automatically get dumped into certain states. I think that they're going to be the ones that are going to be at the trough very, very quickly.
Okay. And Tesla debuted on the Standard & Poor's 500 Index. I believe it's going to be, or did they debut, or are they going to do it? Is that the way it is?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Tesla. They're going to be added to the Standard & Poor's 500 Index?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's not till what, the end of December, something like that?
Yeah, it's slowly but surely, but it's kind of like rejigging their portfolio. You got to actually go out, you got to acquire the stock in order to put it in there. It's just not automatic and happens overnight. It's a bit of a process.
So what do you think? You think Elon Musk is going to have a big old splash?
Oh, listen, the splash, the stock has been going through the roof. Again, I'm, you know, still trying to get my arms around this company who's, you know, they still don't make money selling cars. They make money selling carbon credits. Obviously, they feel it's going to be a good business moving forward. At some point in time, they got to, you know, start making money, you know, selling cars.
And how about the space program? Are they making money with that?
SpaceX, a little bit different than that. That's not, obviously, you know, the carrying cost for that is quite high, too. So it's going to be a while, but that, you know, that business is doing well.
Well, the Dow had the best month since 1987 as the Standard & Poor's 500 fell to and the record and record month. So they're definitely cruising.
Oh yeah, the markets had a phenomenal November, without a doubt. And you know, obviously yesterday was a bit of a sell off, and futures are up today. Again, you know, some companies out there, and I've been talking about this for a while, look to get a little bit frothy. Some of the valuations, they seem to be getting high for me, and you know, you better be rotating assets in your portfolio.
And J.P. Morgan said that their traders may get a 20% bonus hike despite their salary freeze. You think so?
Who's going to get a salary hike?
J.P. Morgan.
Oh, but yeah, they were laying some people off too. Yeah, again, that's great for the workers there if they're able to do that. Again, what many of these companies are able to handle this pandemic very good by having workers work from home, and they were pretty nimble on that, and they were able to maintain their profitability.
Now, there's a commonly used tuberculosis vaccine that could help prevent coronavirus infections or reduce the severity of the virus, according to a newspaper report out there in Los Angeles. So people have got their eyeballs on that one, thinking that that could be the next end-all, fix-all.
Listen, I think treatments are fantastic. The more treatments you get, the better off we're going to be. And that's what we need to be heading for.
Okay, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, and you've got snow off to your west headed in your direction. We'll see.
All right.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there and check it out. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.